Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
I've got Misha Bruger-Gosman eating a lovely sandwich.
It was a tuna sandwich, preceded by a cucumber and cream cheese sandwich, not unlike the ladies' auxiliary at my church that I grew up in. These are like those wonderful, like the crusts are cut off, the triangles. But do you want to talk about the show?
I've never heard anybody say cucumber the way you say it. That is the coolest way ever. I don't know. It was just one of those things. Just, cucumber. Ooh.
I'm glad you latched onto that and not the smell of my tuna breath. That was very generous of you, Rudy.
What was your experience like for this show?
Well, the whole thing was a roller coaster ride. As you know, you were there for the whole semifinals, and you did such an incredible job keeping us all enthused about the show, frankly. Unless you were good, it would have been very difficult for us to summon the energy. So I thank you, and I applaud you. I have to say, there is real chemistry that existed on the judging panel and with Dina that we were blessed to have from the very beginning in a natural way. I think Insight and John Rutten have a lot to do with picking the right people and making sure the right personalities come together so that we can all feel comfortable in our own skin saying what we feel from our different points of view. So I applaud them as well. I think a lot of things go into making a show a success, and I was happy to play a small part in it, but it is unreal. It is unreal. And I know that Sagan's Finest, the winners of this this season of Canada's Got Talent, the inaugural winners, must feel exactly the same way. Because like I had said in, you know, my wrap-up to them at the end of the show, you know, nothing but your hard work got you to this point. And to say that they came from very little is not an overstatement. You know, they learned to tap on YouTube. They learned you know, what they know based on the community they were in. There's not dance studios. There's not a ton coming into their small town. And having grown up in a small town myself, I know that you really have to make your own fortune. You have to create your own destiny. And, you know, there's a lot of prayer and a lot of hard work that goes into that. And I'm just so pleased for them because they were my heart vote. You know, we're not talking like supremely technical dancers and total flawless synchronicity here. We're talking guys with heart, just adorable personalities with families and communities that love them. And I'm very proud of Canada for supporting that.
Are you surprised, though? Because I was.
Shocked. Beyond recognition. I was beyond shocked. Like, I thought I didn't think it would be them. But in the end, when I thought of this incredible country that loves the underdog, that loves to support what makes them feel good, it made perfect sense. In the end, it does make sense. And I'm glad that that's how people voted. Because, you know, I think it says a lot about us as a country that an act like Sagan's Finest, which might not be like the technical wonder of the world, then ends up coming out on top. And, you know, there are people that I know will be fine. Shale Wagman will be fine. He's on the path to a career in dance. The MC will be fine. He has presented hit after hit, as far as I'm concerned. It's just about putting him in the right room with the right people. Angry Candy will be fine. They have a huge fan base. You know, Fresh is going to keep dancing. They've got a tremendous amount of potential. Judy LaFontaine, I think, is living the dream already, having sacrificed what she did to raise a family, and then is coming now from the back end to do this operatic pursuit. I mean, she'll be fine, and I think that she knows that she's living the dream. So the more I think about the people that I may have thought would be standing there at the end, the more I know that, you know, karmically speaking, Sagan's Finest are going to take this opportunity, these prizes, and run with them. They're going to go a long way.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for this.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rudy. We'll see you again, I'm sure.